225. The Atypical Tycoon. Tom Downing did not typify the definition of tycoon. He wasn't typically arrogant. In fact, he had an uncanny sense of commonness to him. Most of the rich are tyrannical people, but Tom was the ultimate common man's man. If it weren't common knowledge that Tom was born rich, everyone would have thought him a tyro at it. Tom could, of course, be tough when he needed to be. He owned a successful business, and one doesn't get anywhere in business without making stern ultimatums. And despite his aw shucks demeanor, he had a degree in ultrasonic engineering. Though he never talked much publicly about it, he kept up a healthy interest in ultrasonics for his entire life. He was so unassuming about his scientific interests that it is a little-known fact that he regularly published articles in Scientific American, one on the topic of ultraviolet light, for which he won a minor prize. All of Tom's houses were really just unadorned tenements. Facts such as this often led to unanimous conclusions that he was no big spender. Despite the unanimity of this opinion, he possessed some unbecoming spending habits. His two nephews were often in trouble with the law, but in order to keep their official records unblemished, Tom would pay the police to expunge the material. Even when this fact was uncovered, the public remained undaunted. Who could blame him, they asked? How could he possibly be unbiased when it came to his own family's reputation? However, the unconventional and somewhat unconscious admiration for him was not unbridled. When he tried to start a strong third party in American politics, uncharted territory at the time, an unbridgeable gap appeared between him and the common folk. He left politics altogether, and afterward was never thought of in a negative light again. We will all miss him.